empresa Occidental, que es una empresa asesina.
We are here today, I'm representing the Achuar people, the people who have been affected by Occidental Petroleum's contamination. We are extremely furious about what Occidental has done. We are here today in front of this company, which is essentially an asesino, a murderer.
Nunca nos vamos a callar mientras no vayan a limpiar nuestro territorio que han contaminado durante 30 años y que han contaminado a las personas y que las personas hoy se encuentran enfermas. Nunca nos vamos a callar y le vamos a continuar a donde vayan. Así que señores de Oxy, a donde se escondan, nosotros les vamos a encontrar.
We are here today to say that we will never be quiet. We will never remain quiet until all of our people are healthy again. As long as there is one person sick and dying from Occidental Petroleum's contamination, from their devastation, we will find them in any corner of the globe where they are hiding. Wherever they go, we will be there and we will find them.
En nombre del pueblo indígena Achuar y todos los pueblos indígenas, consideramos que esta empresa sabía que estaba haciendo dentro de nuestro territorio. Ha hecho muy bien pensándolo. Ha tratado de asesinarnos a nosotros porque sabían muy bien que lo que estaban contaminando nuestra fuente de vida, que es del pueblo indígena, nuestras aguas, nuestros bosques. Entonces sabían muy bien esta empresa qué es lo que estaba haciendo dentro de nuestro territorio.
I'm here today in the name of the Achuar people to say that Occidental Petroleum 30 years ago knew what they were doing. They were making a decision. They made a decision and they knew, and they did it deliberately. They contaminated our lands, they contaminated our rivers. Our rivers are our source of life. This is what I'm here today to tell Occidental Petroleum that we know.
This is what a cleanup looks like.
This is what a cleanup looks like.
This is what a cleanup looks like.
Atossa Soltani, I'm the executive director of Amazon Watch.
How much would it cost to clean it up, do we think?
It'll be in the tens of billions to clean up this area. We have a similar case with Chevron Corporation in Ecuador, where the courts have been litigating this case for over 14 years, and the estimate from that cleanup came out recently between $7 and $16 billion in an area that's not quite as large as Peru.
Not quite as large. So, where are you suing? Is this still litigating?
There's a case that was filed a year ago in the U.S. court, in the Federal Court of Los Angeles. A few weeks ago, a judge ruled that the case should be sent to Peru instead of being heard here. We're in the process of considering our options, including appealing that decision.
Is that kind of a defeat then?
Because it's not a defeat until we appeal it and then see what happens.
Would be favorable to the big corporations.
Yeah, the system of justice in Peru is just not very fair, or it does not afford people, of especially minorities and indigenous communities, access to justice.
Do you think the Peruvian government is on the take from Oxy?
Well, the Peruvian government has been a partner of Occidental Petroleum, so they're actually in a situation where they're profiting from oil development and in compromising the protection of health, public health and safety.
Richard Klein with Occidental Petroleum says they signed off on this 10 years ago. It's now an Argentinian, I can't remember the Plus Petros problem, that they did everything right. Argentina's oil firm took over and it's their problem.
Well, Occidental Petroleum would like to say that they've passed on the assets and the liabilities to this Argentine company. However, when people are sick and dying and are suing for personal damages and compensation, there's no liability that can, there's no waiver that can basically keep them free of liability. In fact, Plus Petrol, the Achuar have been protesting, and through their protests, they've managed to get Plus Petrol not only to install reinjection systems, something that Oxy did not do when they designed the system, but also clean up the areas that Plus Petrol has contaminated since 2000. But Plus Petrol is very clear that there are areas that are historic contamination, hundreds of toxic waste pits filled with crude and toxic chemicals that they say is Oxy's responsibility, and everyone agrees because these have been around since the 70s.
What these historic toxic contamination zones look like?
the areas of the they dig up, basically when they drill a well, they dig up an area. It could be anywhere from, you know, the size of a house to the size of a football field. It's a pit that's dug up. And Oxy chose, right here in Westwood, they decided not to line these pits. So they created a situation where the toxic contamination was dumped in there, drilling waste, drilling muds, and oil byproducts that then eventually have been leaching into the groundwater. And every time it rains, these pits overflow into the rivers and streams. So you have a situation where the company chose not to, to save a few bucks by not installing lining and by not installing a reinjection system, a technology that would have been illegal to do in the United States since the
20s. How many Achuar people are there?
There's 12,000 Achuar. There are over 5,000 Achuar are affected specifically in the area that Oxy contaminated.
Give us a little more sense of how their lives are directly affected by. Give me a sense of how the lives of Achuar are directly affected by the contamination.
Okay, well, the Achuar, you know, are a traditional indigenous community. They live off the river. They fish, they hunt, they have small plots of where they grow their fruits and vegetables. And now their lives have been affected in a tremendous way. They drink the water from the rivers and streams. There's no plumbing in this part of the Amazon. So on a daily basis, to survive, they're poisoning themselves because the rivers and streams and the groundwater are all contaminated. The fish are either very scarce, and what little fish that exists is filled with toxins. So when they cut open a fish after they catch it, it smells like oil, it's stiff as a cardboard, and it tastes like oil, but they still eat it because they have no other means of survival. It's not like there's a supermarket in the middle of their territory. These are people who live off the land. So also their way of life has been affected. Their areas where they used to hunt and gather and fish have been destroyed. Oxy built almost 500 miles of roads in this area of the Amazon. And with roads in the rainforest, you have deforestation. So you've also had basically a problem with lack of wildlife. The wildlife has fled. There's been a loss of access to their traditional medicines. There's been a loss of culture and way of life, too, because these are very spiritual people who have a relationship to the sacred land. And that relationship has now been jeopardized because what's been left is toxic disaster that is you cannot imagine. It's beyond imagination, the amount of toxic waste that's in this area. In fact, the estimates are 9 billion barrels. Between 1971 and 2000, when Oxy left, the estimates are over 9 billion barrels of toxic waste was released into this environment.
What are some of your demands for Oxy that you'd like to see them do?
We're calling on the CEO of Occidental Petroleum and the board of directors to immediately resolve the contamination that's in the Amazon. We are calling for them to fund a comprehensive cleanup to provide drinking water and medical care to the communities that are sick and dying from the pollution.
How long have the Achuar been in this area in Peru?
The Achuar have been living in these areas for thousands of years. These are the traditional homelands of the Achuar. And, you know, when Oxy came, they were the first oil company in Peru. There was no other oil industry in Peru. They were the very first. When they came to the Achuar territory, the Achuar were only contacted in the 60s. So this is a relatively isolated tribe who basically suffered a great deal at the hand of this oil company.
Now, I understand there's another area near there that's also threatened. Can you speak to that?
Well, Occidental Petroleum is also attempted to drill in another part of the Achuar territory, an area that was still completely pristine called the Pastaza River Basin. And in this area, there's about 6,000 Achuar, and they still live traditionally. They've seen what's happened to their brothers in the Corrientes region and have, for 10 years, said no drilling of oil in our territory at all. Oxy had two oil concessions in this area and was attempting to, some exploratory drilling. But because of the pressure and the protests and all of our efforts and Achuar's own resolve, about 6 months ago, Oxy transferred out of that area. And so they basically relinquished rights to two oil concessions in the pristine area of the Achuar territory. Unfortunately, a Canadian oil company called Talisman has taken that over. So the Achuar were in Canada yesterday and today, another group of Achuar, is in Canada currently, and they're basically calling on Talisman to leave, just as Oxy has left. But there's about six other oil companies in the Achuar territory trying to start new drilling, and the Achuar have been steadfastly saying no to all of them.
I have a hard time believing that these gentlemen over here, or any of the Occidental shareholders, would actually stand idly by and watch their children dying and accept the cancer, the cadmium, the lead poisoning without raising their voices. I think that they must just not know, and they must not believe. And I think that if they go down there and witness it for themselves, there'd be no denying. So I'm inviting all of the shareholders, and you gentlemen, you guys who are taking pictures, I'm inviting you to go down there and see for yourselves. And then you'll make Occidental take responsibility for their actions in Peru. So please, come down, visit the Achuar territory. I'm sure they'll welcome you with open arms. And you can see their children dying, their food resources gone, devastated, the fish gone, nothing growing. You'll see the waters running with oil slicks. And then you'll see and you'll know that that Occidental has to take responsibility and has to bioremediate those lands. Thank you so much for coming out and supporting the Achuar.